at 1590, the sound of success. WLTD, Evanston.
WLTD, truly the sound of success. Let's hear that again.
At 1590, the sound of success. WLTD, Evanston.
Hello, I'm Robert Spousson, one of the many voices of WLTD Evanston. WLTD, Chicagoland's only fine arts AM station, sitting very comfortably at the far right side of the AM dial, 1590 to be exact, and sounding like a million, with a library filled with classics, semi-classics, show tunes, and what we warmly refer to as serious popular music. Being a daytimer, we're exceptionally careful in programming the world's finest music, planned perfectly for our affluent adult audience. After all, we reach well into 73 different communities of Chicagoland, blanketing the North Shore, reaching into the two-car garage, well-educated, worldly, attentive and loyal audience who can afford to send their children to better schools as they drive their Eldorados and Mark IVs to the airport en route to Rome or some other expensive holiday. Coming on the air each morning at 6, we warm our audience up with the more popular, easy-to-digest, up-tempoed classical examples such as Horace Staccato and Ritual Fire Dance and the like, up until 7:20, when we rebroadcast yesterday's closing stock market report from Merrill Lynch. This sets up one of the shows WLTD is noted for, the hit radio shows of the 30s and 40s.
Mr. Allen,
it isn't Ma Perkins, kiddies.
Show with Fred's guests Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, and the biggest court trial of the year, Charlie McCarthy versus Fred Allen. Portland Hopper, Minerva Pius as Mrs. Nussbaum, the DeMarco sisters, and Al Goodman and his orchestra. And for those who weren't at my christening, my name is Kenny Delmar.
Those were the days, my friend. Yes, those were the days. Fred Allen, Jack Benny, Fibber McGee, Duffy's Tavern. All the great shows of that era are synonymous with WLTD. WLTD is Nostalgiaville, USA. Programming Those Were the Days, each morning at drive time, 7:45 to 8:15, and each afternoon, 5:30 to 6. These shows are open for full sponsorship or sponsor participation. During the summer months, we program a third show on weekdays at 7:30 in the evenings, called Those Were the Nights. Now, to make certain Chicagoland doesn't miss any of these old radio gems, we have a four-hour segment Saturday afternoons from 1 till 5 and Sunday afternoons from 2 to 5. So for nostalgia, Chicagoland knows they can find it here on WLTD. By the way, recently for a Southside Chicago bank on a giveaway, WLTD's Those Were the Days outdrew two major Chicago stations, one a network AM, and the other the nation's leading FM station. Swap shops have been rather successful for many radio stations, and for us too. Of course, with our affluent audience, we call our 9 to 10 morning show Boutique Exchange, sort of a high-class garage sale.
You can reach us here on the Boutique Exchange at 475-1590. If you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away, good morning. What can we do for you?
I still have that full-length muskrat coat.
WLTD has chosen to break the music theme periodically with vignettes, 5-minute or less featurettes, logged at 2-hour intervals, just before the hour,
such as Arlene Francis.
Hi, everybody. Arlene Francis here. Happy and proud to be doing my show on WLTD. Please join me each weekday, Mondays through Fridays, right here on Chicagoland's only fine arts AM station at 1590 WLTD.
Mr. Kenneth, the renowned hairdresser.
And now, appointment with Kenneth, the internationally celebrated beauty authority with answers to all of our beauty problems and the latest reports on beauty and fashion. Kenneth, now that pretty clothes are beginning to come back after such a long, ugly period in fashion, I hear that girls are going to start looking like boys. What's this new menswear look I've been reading about with the shirts and the ties?
Dolores, I have to tell you that I don't think girls need ruffles or frills or anything else that has the connotation of femininity to look like girls.
The second 40 for women over 40. Ouch.
The second 40. A forum for, by, and about the millions of women now in the second 40 years of their lives. Today's program...
Or the clever, witty humorist, Gary Owens. Today, book reviews. Sort of a comedic relief.
I like to read.
Then,
like many of you,
back to our magnificent music. WLTD has created a talk show called Static. It's a public service show each day from 11 till 12, Saturdays 10 a.m. till noon, with guests to match the usually controversial topics, such as drug abuse, diets, abortion, taxes, suicide, prison reform, and the like. Listeners' telephone calls are aired, and Static has become a listening must in Chicagoland that commands much mail and more phone calls.
Did you ever dream the day would come when you could, not unlike the way you order a car, put your order in for a baby? Listen here for the next 2 hours and find out. I'm Buddy Black, and this is Static. Good morning, everybody. It is Saturday, if you haven't looked outdoors. I'm the gray-haired gentleman, Buddy Black. And my sidekick, Robert Spousan, will be on my left and almost a house full of guests this morning. We're about to find out if and when we want a baby. Will it be possible to ask for gender, undercoating, and wire wheels like we do an automobile? If it all sounds baroque, listen to our panel, whose subject bears the unglamorous title of genetic engineering. Roberts,
a show that's enjoying its 26th year of popularity comes under the heading of Masterpieces of Music. It's just that, and commands one of the biggest and most loyal audiences this station has ever experienced. The works of the masters are given an airing from 1 until 3 each weekday afternoon.
WLTD Radio presents Masterpieces of Music.
As we get further into the afternoon, we reach into the serious popular music bag and come up with Love Story, theme from Dr. Zhivago, and other equally beautiful and important pieces from the pens of the masterful Gershwins, Bacharachs, and the like. Those call letters again.
WLTD, Evanston.
Now, all radio stations have newscasts. Some stations spend a lot of money on news departments. Since we're music-oriented rather than news, we edit and read our news from a news wire service. We hasten to add that our listeners know that if and when some news story breaks, they'll hear it on WLTD. However, why interrupt our magnificent music with, more often than not, you must agree, non-essential news? Naturally, we broadcast international, national, local, and regional news in capsule form hourly. However, we spice the news with an original news approach we call Four Corners News. News headlines and stories from World Capital City newspapers, announced by members of the foreign consulates. Unique? You bet.
Hello again, this is Aidan McDermott with another roundup of the news of the last few days in Britain. Lord Pierce, who's been in Rhodesia trying to...
We program our religion on Sunday mornings, and we're happy to say, just about sold out. On Saturday mornings, we play to the pet owner with Animal Talk from 9 to 9:30. We attract the children and divert their attention to the better things in rock, classical, and show music with Sounds Good from 8:30 to 9. And Sunday afternoons from 1 until 2, we command the largest audience with ESP with Irene Hughes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Irene Hughes, inviting you to join me each Sunday afternoon here on WLTD. I have predictions, conduct interviews, and you, the audience, is invited to participate. Join me Sundays at 1 for ESP with Irene Hughes. Thanks for listening.
Irene, as you know, is the world's most renowned mystic, and she has the WLTD phones ringing off the wall. And then we have a one-minute daily thought for the day by Irene Hughes. Sandwiched between static on Saturday mornings and Chuck Shaden's closet at 1, we do a show with Bob Ellens called Act Your Age. The old Guy Lombardos, Wayne Kings, Dorsey Brothers and the like that are sure memory twisters. Sitting practically on the campus of Northwestern University, WLTD has, for the past 26 years, carried NU's Big Ten schedule, a commercial must. For all the fans of NU, 11 consecutive fall Saturday afternoons find thousands smack on the 50-yard line for Big Ten football on WLTD. Here's how Jim Graham sounds as Frank Titus is about to get the Michigan-NU game underway.
And Frank Titus has lined up the football for Michigan at the 40-yard line to kick off. Back to receive, Mike Adamley in his end zone. The opening whistle, the run-up, and the boot by Titus, and our game is underway. It's a squibbler.
Big Ten football on WLTD. Another great feature of a greater radio station. In the Chicago area, every cultural event is SRO, completely sold out, each and every performance. That includes the Chicago Symphony, acclaimed the world's greatest on its last season's European tour. The Lyric Opera has a waiting list, as does ballet and all other musical and cultural events scheduled in Chicagoland, including Ravinia Park. Therefore, the demographics prove conclusively that the classics lovers are in our coverage in massive numbers. And since we are Chicagoland's only fine arts AM station, it stands to reason the audience we command is yours to sell your products and services. So you see, WLTD has, along with its magnificent classical, semi-classical, show music and serious popular music, some 14 different and unusual specials that please the tastes of every adult, all perfectly and purposefully planned and programmed to serve the community with information, education, religion, news, and entertainment found nowhere else on the adult level at which this station, WLTD, is programmed. We hasten to add that nearly 10% of our total airtime is devoted to serving the community in the best public interest and totally is planned to inform and entertain adults, regardless of age. WLTD, your sound decision.
At 1590, Cummings Communications Corporation, this is Radio Limited, WLTD, Evanston.